Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and I would even say maybe even good evening, because as we all know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere around the world. Hello, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check all the social media stuff. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. On Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of the real, I guess we're going to be talking about potentially having some real games being played in the next month and a half or so, Mike Wilson. So, interesting enough, right?
No, it is interesting enough. And, for us, battle-weary sports fans, we couldn't ask for anything more, but you still got to proceed with caution in these unusual times.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting proposition to start these games maybe earlier than they should. I don't know exactly, but at the end of the day, I think you and I both knew that at some point sports were coming back, maybe a little sooner than we would want them to come back. But at the same time, look, man, it is what it is, and we can't stay shut down forever. So proceed with caution. I think you said it pretty well, Mike Wilson. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk about how baseball does this. We'll talk about potentially how hockey does it. We'll talk to it. We'll figure it out, man. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass in the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. That's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Far surpassed our expectations of how well he was going to play.
From 71, count it. At another moment to Bay Hill War.
Did I just see that?
I think the great expectations are now real.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Speaking of expectations, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, they'll all get out on the golf course a little bit later and obviously do some good for the world right now. But speaking of doing good for the world, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. John Poulter, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. How are you guys today?
Doing all right. You know, it's another day. We're getting through these tough, difficult times. But with that being said, they're going to bring sports back, and baseball is looking like sometime early July, maybe the same thing for the NBA. We've all kind of been on the same page the whole time about our feelings about how unsafe it will be and how difficult this is going to be, a very daunting task to bring things back in a capacity where it's safe and that we can also be entertained, to be quite honest with you, because at the end of the day, that this is all about entertainment. It's obviously about a lot of people making a lot of money, but truth be told, I think safety should be the first and foremost important thing here, and I'm not quite sure that's the case, John Poulter.
I'd have to agree with you, Andy. You know, there's so many positive things to look at from this whole thing of sports coming back. Obviously, getting people's mind off this virus issue, bringing people back together in terms of a common interest, be it in front of a TV screen rather than in front of a live baseball field or hockey rink or basketball court. But I got to think the fact that, you know, there's so many unknown things here, and with all due respect to the leagues and the players' associations that are trying to put these things together, it's a difficult task for all of the obvious reasons, and perhaps the one that should be the most obvious but isn't, is the fact that nobody has any kind of a precedent to follow here. all of these ideas that are coming up and being put forward are starting with a blank sheet of paper. I mean, there's absolutely nothing to build the base on from this. So I guess in a lot of respects, it gives them the opportunity to treat everything with an open mind and come up with brilliant new ideas. But on the other hand, it's very dangerous when you don't have any kind of a pro forma to follow. It could fall flat in its face very, very quickly and very, very easily. And apart from the health issue, that's one of the things that concerns me the most about these things coming back.
John, good morning. Hope all is well where you are at. Are we, you know, with all this going on and trying to figure this out, like you said, are we set up to fail with all this?
In a word, yes, in my opinion. Obviously, the various commissioners have not called me and asked me for my input and my opinion, you know, but quite honestly, I see there being more downside to this than upside. And, you know, let's look at hockey as a classic example. The players apparently have voted to proceed with some kind of a 24-team playoff format, 12 teams in each conference. So that means that only 7 out of the 31 teams do not make the playoffs, including one of which is a 500 team, the Montreal Canadiens, and one of which, the Chicago Blackhawks, is a 514 team. I want to talk about 500 and 514, I mean winning percentage over the regular season. So what we've really said is we've put these teams through approximately 70 games in the regular season, and it means absolutely nothing. And, you know, looking at it from a practical standpoint, if this had not stopped, on the 12th of March, I believe mathematically the Canadiens' chances of making the playoffs, i.e. being one of the top 8 teams in the Eastern Conference, was 1%. Now they have a 1/24th chance of winning the Stanley Cup. And we all know that goaltending is a big piece of hockey, and it's a big piece of playoff hockey, much the same as starting pitching is a big piece of baseball. We're now in a situation where if these series are short series, which they probably would have to be, at least the first round would probably have to be 5 games rather than 7. We all know that great goaltending in a short series can take you a long way. So I wonder how this evens the playing field, or does it even the playing field? You know, realistically, we could have Montreal knocking off Boston in 5 games, and the top team in the league might be out on its ear. Edmonton could be out on its ear. No Connor McDavid in the playoffs. How do the fans feel about that? I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's just crazy, all the different ideas that we're hearing. And, you know, with the NHL, since you've just brought that up, obviously, you know, like, I think, what is it, 3 teams from one side won't be in and maybe 4 teams from the other side won't be in? I mean, why don't you just throw
exactly
everybody?
Right.
Why don't you throw everybody in the mix if that's the case, right?
Exactly. And if there were 32 teams rather than 31, who knows, they
right.
would have done that.
right.
Maybe mathematics are the only thing that saved us from that foolishness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, you brought up something else that I thought was kind of interesting when you said that there's really no plan. And I 100%, 1,000% agree with that. And I think that what makes this really extremely difficult is that certain areas are hit worse than other areas. But I guess to me, it doesn't really make a difference. Sooner or later, to me, that one area that isn't being hit right now potentially will be getting hit because there's going to be more people drawn to that area. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know what you win or what you gain by putting things all at the Disney complex or putting things all at in Vegas. Or because, again, if your numbers are low in those areas – all you're doing is bringing the potential for more to spread in those places. Am I incorrect on that, John?
No, I think you're 100% right. And I think the answer to your question is where the win is here is in dollars for the players and dollars for the league. Because clearly this is going to be a made-for-TV tournament. It's not a made-for-fans tournament. If you're playing before empty stands, does it matter if you're playing in the smallest town in North Dakota? And I don't mean to be disrespectful to North Dakota or the smallest town in North Dakota, or whether you're playing in New York City. You're playing to empty arenas. So it's a made-for-TV tournament, and I just think that tarnishes the thing a little bit, whether it's baseball, hockey, football, or basketball or soccer. I just think all of those things taint the situation somewhat. And you know, to your point, what is the gain here? And what happens if one player gets ill? What happens if one support staff gets ill? A trainer or a coach or a traveling secretary or these guys are going to have to be quarantined in a hotel, which will require hotel staff. If the staff at the hotel are quarantined as well, what are their safety issues? Because while the staff may be quarantined while the players are out, the players are mixing with other players at close quarters. They may be bringing something back to the hotel. And to your point, they may be driving the numbers up. So I think there's a heck of a lot of negative here. The only positive from the player's standpoint is dollars. And from the league standpoint, very much a dollars issue, because during the NHL playoffs, the players are not paid by the team. They're paid by the league, and the salaries are quite reduced over the regular season. So lots of things to be answered, lots of things to be looked at. How the public looks at it is another situation. They're talking about Toronto being a hub city. My wife and I can't have two other couples over for dinner because that's six people and the rule in Ontario is five, but 40 guys are allowed to go out and chase a disc around the ice 20 miles from us at the Scotiabank Arena. I just don't think it's a good public position, quite frankly.
I agree with you, John Poulter, 100%. It's insane time that we're living in right now. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and continue talking about the sports world with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
He'll leave it here for Jonathan Drouin, who loves these situations. Here's Drouin, right side, cuts back. Now he's left, shoots, scores! Jonathan Drouin! Drouin out of the corner, not getting any winner with a blast.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
He is the greatest fighter of all time, next to me.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can get at us a couple different ways. Hit us up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio, wherever you may be. Appreciate you checking us out however you're checking us out, to be honest with you, whether it's SB Nation Radio or some other way. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world, because I got a pretty good feeling that things are definitely going to be heating up here relatively soon, and we will get back to sports. And again, I'm not necessarily sure that I love the fact about it, or if I hate the fact about it. I know we need it. I know we want it. But again, is it at the best interest of those people that are out there performing and entertaining all of us as we sit at home? It's an interesting situation, if you ask me. Hey, John, what do you know about Bartolo Colon, who happens to be turning 47? Pretty interesting and dynamic career when you think about it, huh?
Yeah, it was one of those guys that seemed to be around for a long, long time, and with a number of teams. Hard to believe he's 47, I guess, in one respect, but when you sit back and think about the fact that he was at one time a Montreal Expo, and we have not seen the Expos since 2004, so that makes him old right off the bat. He was probably never a guy that looked like an athlete. He looked like a guy that loaded boxes at the loading dock at your local Walmart. You know, he just did not look like an athlete. He did a lot of things with the ability that he had. Interesting character, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some of the different interesting things about Bartolo, and, you know, the guy was, what, one of 16 guys to pitch at the age of 45 or older in the major leagues. You know, I think his first contract that he signed was $3,000 in 1993. Like, it's pretty crazy when you think about the dollar amounts that they're making today, right?
It's unbelievable. I mean, what he's paying for now is basically what he was paid in those days is now basically meal money. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe. I mean, what does it tell us? I mean, it tells us that here's a man that has a lot of desire, maybe still has some talent. But what it also tells us, again, with all due respect to the players and to Colon in particular, if you're talking about a guy that's 46 or 47 years old and he's considering making a comeback and there's a team considering him for a spot on their roster, does that maybe tell us that we've got too many teams, too many athletes playing this game? You know, it's unheard of for a professional athlete to play at that age. Two that sort of come to mind for different reasons. Gordie Howe played in the National Hockey League till I believe he was 50 or 51, but he was a very special talent. And George Blanda played AFL and NFL football well into his 40s, but the last few years he was exclusively a kicker, so wasn't playing quarterback on a regular basis. So if Colon can come back and pitch at 46 or 47, I forget now exactly how old Jamie Moyer was when he finally hung it up, but Moyer must have hung in there till about 46 or 47, because I read a stat on him a little while ago, and this kind of blew my mind. I did not check it, but I heard it from a couple of sources that Moyer had faced almost 10% of every hitter that had ever come to the plate in a Major League Baseball game. I mean, that tells you the guy was around a long time.
Absolutely. No, that's craziness. And, you know, just kind of to that point, the player that Colon faced the most was Ichiro. We've talked about Ichiro a lot, but 118 plate appearances for Ichiro. He hit .299 with three home runs off of Bartolo. And then a guy that had a little bit of luck against him as far as hitting home runs, Alex Rodriguez, was the most that he had given up to anybody. He had 8. Alex Rodriguez hit .411, and he slugged 1,000% against Colon. So, you know, a couple guys have his number, but think about this: 247 career wins. I think that puts him in the top 50, if I'm not mistaken, for sure. And just that, look. The longevity, I think that's to me, that's what I take away from Bartolo Colon and his career, is that this guy was a serious workhorse. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's been playing, if he does, we're going to be talking about, you know, three different decades, man. That's pretty crazy.
It is, when you think about it. I mean, I think when I read the article that you're talking about, where what started this, seems to me that he played with 10 teams. You know, that's a third of major league teams. That's incredible when you think about it. The fact that, you know, a guy gets traded 3 or 4 times, you kind of get used to that. Guy playing for 3 or 4 teams in today's age, where there's free agency and they follow the checkbook as opposed to anything else, that's not unusual. But 10 teams, that's a heck of a lot of teams to be playing for. And I think the article that I read on it was that he said that he enjoyed playing with the Mets the most of all of the teams that he had played on, which kind of surprised me a little bit, because that's more of a latter day thing. I would have thought that he would have enjoyed the earlier days in his career when he was throwing more, pitching more regularly, and you know, having a little bit more success because he didn't have as many miles on the clock.
I believe it's 11 teams over 21 seasons. I mean, just crazy. You know, 247 winning games, a Cy Young Award to go along with it. You got me to thinking when you talked about, you know, guys that are coming back way past their prime. I don't know if either one of you have seen this, but I believe Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson are thinking about, you know, getting back in the ring one more time. Talk about guys that would be, you know, well past their prime. Those are two guys that are well past their prime. But again, I feel like we're starving so bad for entertainment. We're craving it. Would that intrigue either one of you? Go ahead first, John.
Wouldn't intrigue me in the least, because I'm not a boxing fan, and I just think it's somebody, in this case two people, that are doing absolutely nothing more than chasing the almighty dollar and taking advantage of tough times to put themselves in front of people. I guess they've got some pride, but quite frankly, I think they'd be embarrassing themselves if they came back, and unless they were fighting each other and it was two rounds. Frankly, it does nothing for me whatsoever.
Mike, I mean, Tyson and Holyfield, one more time? Could you do this?
Well, you know, I am a boxing fan. I mean, my wife's a big boxing fan, but I have to agree with John. I mean, this doesn't do anything for me. I probably wouldn't tune in. I don't know if my wife would even tune in, and she's a bigger boxing fan than I am, but you know, it is chasing the almighty dollar. I know Tyson has those little videos out on YouTube and, you know, social media that show him just like he hasn't lost a step. But stepping in the ring is a whole different thing for a boxer, even the great ones like Holyfield and Tyson. So no, this is nothing more than just getting a payday for Tyson and Holyfield.
All right, speaking of a payday, fellas, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, obviously going to go out for the charity golf event, Tiger's home course. Look, I think we all were checking out the golf from a week ago or whatever it was with Ricky Fowler and the guys, Dustin Johnson. Does this intrigue you? Does this keep your attention span right now, John, when times are tough? Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson, some of the biggest names in sports, to be quite honest with you, at one point in time. Does this intrigue you at all, John?
In a golf match, probably not. Again, I'm not a big golf fan. I watch the Masters because I just find the intrigue of the Masters rather interesting and entertaining. But I guess for me, the curious thing would be seeing guys play in sports other than the ones that made them famous. That might be the most attractive thing about watching something like that to me. But would I rush home to see it or put it on my PVR? No, I don't think I would.
Mike, I mean, one of the highest profile golf foursomes probably in the history of sports, to be honest, of mankind, to be honest with you. Are you intrigued? I mean, I tried watching the Fowler thing, you know, Dustin Johnson. It was tough. It really was. The coolest thing about it was is those guys were wearing shorts like you and I out on a golf course. But it was tough. I found it to be a tough watch. Are you maybe the same thing with this? Yes or no?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I'll probably watch it a little bit only from the standpoint of Peyton Manning talking some trash to Brady or throwing some barbs out there to Phil. You know, there's been a little trash talking between the four of them a little bit. So that intrigues me, but I don't see myself staying with it for 18 holes.
John, what have you been doing the last couple weeks? I haven't asked you that question in a while, and we're up against it. So what have you been doing to keep yourself occupied?
Well, I've been trying to get out for a walk every day, catching up on my reading. The last few days we've had a little bit warmer weather. Today it's supposed to hit the low 70s, so hopefully a chance to go and sit outside and do some reading and just stay healthy.
I hear that. I second that 100%. John, have a wonderful day. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down all the way from Toronto, Canada for us. We appreciate his time greatly, to be honest with you. The guy's amazing. Breaks it down like nobody else. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a little pause for the cause. Come back. Continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.tv.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson hanging out with me as he always does right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Guy loves football, if you can't tell. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. I guess I love myself when I think about it, when you hear my Twitter handle. But obviously, we're just having a little bit of fun with ourselves this morning. But you know what? We love talking to you people. If you're checking us out on SB Nation Radio, we appreciate it. Get at us. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind, because the way that the Dorf Man is whatever's on your mind is always on our minds here. And we are one of those shows that is literally for the people, by the people, and because of the people. So if we don't have you rapping with us, we're not happy, to be quite honest with you. Mike, do you want to ask me that question now, or should we jump out to the phones? What do you want
to
do, brother?
You know what? Let's jump out to the phones and hear what Mitch in Santa Monica has to say, man. I always enjoy when he calls, man. He brings it.
I agree. Mitch in Santa Monica, you know the cast of characters. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, what's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, guys. First of all, Mike, where are you, by the way? I mean, my goodness, you're in some hole or something, but God, love to talk to you guys. Love listening, by the way, to the professor. He gives so much good insight on things, really good opinion on really what's really rooted there. First of all, by the way, a little correction, the Holyfield Tyson match would be with no knockout punches, or Evander's not in. So he's already talked about that. No, it's true. It's what he said. He said he gets it would be more of a sparring type of fun little, I think, more of it, maybe even a fundraiser type of thing.
Wait. 1 sec. You mean he doesn't want to get his ear bit off again, Mitch? Come on, man. Why not?
Hey, listen. Why not? Because he can't put on a mask right now.
Okay.
I mean, you know, all right. I mean, I love Evander Holyfield. Are you kidding me? I mean, I lived in Atlanta for a while. I'm looking forward to the golf this afternoon, but I do want to get into where I was last week, and I did a little research, and it turns out Mitch in Santa Monica wasn't too wrong in his assessment of college football, because Mark Emmert said exactly what I said the week before, that he, you know, basically said, you've got to treat the health and well-being of the athletes at least as much as the regular students. So if a school doesn't reopen, then they're not going to be playing sports. It's really that simple. The only thing he did go on to say is that he doesn't have any control. Yet this week they said now schools can go back on June 1st,
right,
which doesn't make any sense. And then we also know, because there was news a couple weeks ago, that Alabama was looking to reschedule the September 5th USC game that's supposed to be at Jerry World and replace that with TCU, which is the perfect school, being 35 minutes away from Jerry World, and they're supposed to be playing Cal that week. So we're always seeing this, even though the commissioners and your presidents aren't going to talk about it right now, and they are operating as business as usual. But it's just not going to happen. The nice thing is it seems like Mark Emmert really does have his head screwed on right, except where he has no control over these rogue schools that we're talking about. And that's the one thing is that, so let's say Alabama, they're going to open up, the SEC actually said, we're doing the June 8th. If they open June 8th, but yet the Cal schools can't come back until mid-August, that puts a six-week jump on the thing. It makes it unfair playing field, and like I said, it's going to turn into individual conferences, much like individual regions or states doing their own thing, affecting the entire country or the entire NCAA.
Well, and look, I think your point goes back to that, quite frankly, at least from the data that they're giving us. And again, I don't know what to believe anymore, quite frankly. I do know that there's a lot of people that are dying all over the world right now. That I do know. But you bring up a good point in the sense of in some areas they're being hit worse than others. And what you're saying is what they're trying to justify it is as well, in this certain area it's okay and these guys can get back to action. In California, they're not letting them get back to action. And I understand your point about this being an unfair advantage for certain schools, certain teams. But I'm telling you what, Mitch, in Santa Monica, I'm on the same page as you. I don't think they should bring it back. But I'm telling you what, they don't care what Mitch in Santa Monica or Andy Dorf think, because truth be told, they're going to bring this stuff back and they're just going to roll it out, man. It is what it is. They're going to put these kids at risk. Quite frankly, it seems to me like the almighty dollar is taking over, and it doesn't matter about your safety, your health, your wellness. It makes no difference. The world has to go on, and that's what we're seeing. Like, I'm not telling you that that's how I feel. I'm just telling you that that's what I'm seeing. Like, the world has to go on. People are so gung-ho about they have to get out. They have to get back to their normal. They're going to do it no matter what, Mitch, in Santa Monica. That's my humble opinion.
Yeah, but the question is, and this is really what the question for this and for our country, is do they do it collectively as the entire NCAA? Do we do this as a collectively, the United States? Or are we just a union of states, or are we just a union of conferences? Should the SEC be allowed to be a rogue conference and reschedule their games, play their own games, while the Pac-12 is completely decimated, and then you may have defections with Colorado and Utah going and playing maybe Nebraska and whatnot? The NCAA have more control over this?
Okay, so Mike, you're the football guy. You answer that question.
You know, Mitch, I'm with you. I really believe that we need to, as the NCAA, and if Mark Emmert has any credibility, and he is, you know, for the most part, he lacks credibility with many people, we should come out as a united NCAA and everybody plays in the SEC, which doesn't surprise me that they're going to, like you said, Mitch, they're going to go rogue and do this. And let's face it, Andy, I'm with you. There's a huge part of this that is it's about the almighty dollar. And if there is no college football, the Power Five schools collectively will lose a little over $4 billion in some kind of revenue, and a little over, I believe I saw it where it was like 1.1 or 1.2 billion of that is simply ticket sales to the game revenue. So, you know, and on top of that, there's only about 40% of all Power Five schools that have enough cash in reserve to really weather a storm like this. So the almighty dollar is certainly coming out in terms of, you know, these conferences and wanting to get back. And you're both right with the Pac-12. Pac-12, I mean, the whole West Coast. I mean, the Oregon governor a couple of weeks ago said, look, we're not playing football until it's like the end of September. So that takes all the out of conference games out of it. California's in the same kind of boat. Washington's still there, and you know, it's just going to be something for the Pac-12. If we don't come out as united and everybody starts at the same time, Pac-12's just going to get smacked across the face and stepped on in terms of their season, money, fans. You just look at it as a whole entity, and it's just gonna be really, really bad for the Pac-12.
All right, so Mitch, go ahead, Mitch.
No, I was gonna say it, but that then just snowballs on the different calendar, because people have talked about pushing it back, maybe a split season. You go into the spring. All right, so then all of a sudden the Pac-12 says, all right, you know what? We're all good. We start playing 4 games in November, December, and then we'll play another 4 games January, February, and March we're going to have the Rose Bowl be our championship game or whatever, or do it at Levi's Stadium, and that's it. But the SEC, they started and they played fine, and then on January 1st, they were able to crown their championship down, you know, at the Sugar Bowl or whatnot. And then, you know, so when recruiting and all that, what I'm saying is that if they can strip Stephen Austin of all of their records for the past 6 years because of recruiting violations, don't they have enough guts or pull to be able to say then we're collectively going to do this as a group? And that's what's the frustrating part. You know what? I want football as much as anyone else. I really do. And I don't want to close anything down for it, but I just want to see them do the right thing and operate as a collective unit, much like I want to see this country do it, as a collective group. We're in this right. all together. Prove that we're all in this together and not just individually.
Well, part of the problem with what you're saying is that certain areas are hit differently than other areas. So that quite frankly, I get what you're saying. And if we lived in a simple world, then what you're saying makes complete sense. And I'm not saying I disagree with it. I'm saying, you know, we should be doing the same thing in Arizona that you're doing in California. But then you're going to have people in Arizona that say, well, we don't have the same problem that they have in California. So, look, man, there is absolutely no right or wrong. I think there's more about a question of safety. And quite frankly, we all know that safety's in jeopardy here. So,
if you look at the numbers, the Midwest right now is getting rocked harder than any place else in the country because they're behind.
Right.
I mean, New York, the coast got it first. And now if you look at a place like, you know, Sioux City, Iowa, I mean, in terms of their numbers or not, but in terms of their trajectory of how many new cases that are coming on each and every day, it's skyrocketing. The numbers right. in Wisconsin are skyrocketing. But that
right.
state is, you know, is absolutely out of control anyway. We got people in Lake Geneva right now thinking that it's time to go party. I mean, that's a whole nother thing for a political talk show and not your
right.
this talk show. But it all wrapped together.
I do want to ask you this because you brought it up a little bit before, and we're running up against the break here. Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Phil Mickelson in a golf match. Let's be honest, man. You're talking about Mickelson and Woods. These guys have combined for 20 major championships, 126 PGA Tour victories. Brady and Manning, they've got 8 Super Bowl wins. 8 most valuable player awards. So let's talk about star power. Let's talk about being on a golf course with one of the coolest foursomes or one of the most, I would say, highly anticipated foursomes. What do you predict out there, Mitch Dorf?
Well, I predict a ton of fun. There's going to be 4 mics, and that's just on the players. The caddies aren't going to be mic'd up. So it's going to be a wonderful made-for-television fun event, which is even going to be more interesting, which is, I believe, on the 5th hole, where they have to use 1 club from tee to green. And to see how they do it, what kind of shot-making they're going to be able to do. I mean, it's going to be a ton of fun. You've got 2 of the best trash talkers out there and loving guys with Mickelson and Woods. Put Peyton Manning on there? I mean, my God, the guy is comedy gold. And Tom Brady, by the way, isn't far behind with his snarky sense of humor. I think it's going to be a ton of fun to watch. It's something that we really need. We need these types of things. It doesn't need to be this combative, competitive, we need a world championship sport. We throw a couple golfers out there with two of the most popular quarterbacks of all time. Let them hit the ball around. Let's talk. Let's listen to them. Have some fun. Maybe they break the third wall and look into the camera and say some things to us. I mean, it's just going to be fun. What we need right now is fun. I don't necessarily need all the competition. And by the way, Mike, what's the question you were going to ask Andy? I want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it too. What was it?
Yeah, no, it was with all these docuseries coming out with Lance Armstrong and the baseball one was Sosa and McGuire and stuff. Like, what's your take on all this stuff coming out? Are you going to watch the Brady one that's a 9-part series coming out, all that kind of thing?
I want a Steve Kerr one, I'll tell you that right now, man. But no, but quite frankly, that's a good question. I mean, look, we're dying for stuff right now, man. We are literally starving. We need entertainment, and why not? Like, the thing that bothers me most about Netflix is I get through with one of these programs like Ozark, right? And there's 3 seasons of it, but now I gotta wait like 18 months for the next one. Come on, man! Like, I can't wait like that. So we live in a world where we want things right here and now, and you know what? These documentaries couldn't have picked a better time. Mitch in Santa Monica, we hear the music, so Dorfman and Mike, we gotta take a pause for the cause, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you, and big shout out to JD. JD, you need to come call in the show now one of these times.
JD in Milwaukee, I know who he's talking about. Anyway, Mitch hanging out with the Dorfman and Mike Wilson. We do appreciate him. We appreciate you. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up this hour. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Three receivers going out to the wide right, single receiver up top left. Here's Greer again wanting to throw. He has time. He looks. He throws a deep ball down the left sideline. Has a man. The pass is caught. Marcus Sims into the end zone. Touchdown, West Virginia. A 45-yard strike. A beautiful throw from Will Greer. Marcus Sims down that left sideline beat the cornerback DeMarcus Fields, and a well-thrown ball as Sims just literally ran in stride underneath it, and he goes in for the score.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301. 426-2301.
For years, for many years, he's gotten the better of me, right? But Friday night, it's going to be the easiest 10 mil I've ever made.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I guess 10 mil wasn't that easy after all, Mike Wilson. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one. We appreciate you checking us out on SB Nation Radio or however you may be doing it. Call us. Let's talk about the sports world because I do have a feeling things are going to be picking up here in the next few weeks. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And our last caller, Mitch in Santa Monica, sometimes I feel so close to that guy. I freaking even called him Mitch Dorf, man. I love the guy that much that I felt like he was like my brother for a moment when he was talking to us. But obviously, I was meaning Mitch, tell the Dorf man what you're thinking. But at the end of the day, I love that guy like a brother, man. I really do, Mike Wilson. And the guy is always bringing it. He's passionate. He loves his sports, and he doesn't think they should be brought back at this moment in time. So, love that guy in Santa Monica. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to take a pause for the cause. Wrapping up hour number one. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Memorial Day weekend events will be the first major test of America against the coronavirus as millions of people are heading outdoors. Most beaches will have enforced social distancing.
If we don't get voluntary compliance through a beach ambassador, then they'll ask for law enforcement to come and actually enforce the governor's executive orders for the distancing.
But there are different rules depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's advisable at all times. But I don't think it's realistic or practical to ask people to wear a mask.
Calling houses of worship essential, President Trump called on the nation's governors to allow them to reopen despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them. France is allowing religious services to resume after a legal challenge to the government's ban on such gatherings. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
FBI Director Christopher Wray ordered a review of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The review will determine whether current employees engaged in misconduct. President Trump is celebrating a new addition to his immediate family, a lawyer. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus is causing a shift in the rat population. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A new public health report saying that rodent populations are starting to go elsewhere for food when they normally go to restaurant dumpsters, which lately have been empty. The CDC says the effect of the coronavirus shutdown of restaurants on rodent populations is leading rats to venture into neighborhoods where they're seldom seen. But now they're going there to try to find food. So the report recommends making sure all entrances to residences and commercial buildings are sealed and that garbage is disposed of properly so as to try to keep the rodents away from spreading disease to humans.
Los Angeles is looking to start their reopening plan for Independence Day, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
The nation's most populous county is aiming for a July 4th reopening as public health and policy experts say the coronavirus pandemic has stabilized enough to think about economic recovery. Los Angeles County officials set the deadline to reopen restaurants, malls, and retail stores by Independence Day as stay-at-home orders continue to take a toll on nearly every industry from retail to television and film production. Businesses must submit detailed proposals to the county by June 30th, outlining the safety measures they plan to introduce to protect workers and customers, including social distancing rules and employee access to personal protective equipment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Smoking hot!
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and let's say definitely good evening to some people as well. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out, as always, with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us. Let's talk about what's happening in your world, the sports world, or any world at this moment in time. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And again, hit us up, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your minds. Again, let's get through this together. Like, quite frankly, let's get through all of this that we're going through together. No better way than to do it with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Isn't that right, Mike Wilson?
Oh, absolutely. Excuse me there. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we bring the heat, we bring the content, and it's all good, man.
Look, we got Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning going at it on the golf course. It's not what we would have wanted. Let's be honest. It's not what we would have wanted, but it's what we got, people. It's what we got. So let's live in the now. Let's live in the present, and let's try to get through everything together. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our good buddy, Brett Boone. We'll talk to him about baseball coming back. And again, he's been all for it. So I think he'll be happy, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
I can do this.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass in the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
So here we are in the fourth inning, and Mookie Betts has a single, a double, and a triple.
Oh,
3-2. Die fly ball left field. That's deep. Back it goes. It is gone. Mookie Betts has hit for the cycle. That's another thing you can check off the list of this magnificent season for Mookie Betts.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Big time!
That's right, baby, big time. And the reason we played that Mookie Betts highlight this time for Brett Boone was because he's out there doing some good right now for people, buying groceries during the global pandemic and COVID-19 that has taken the world by storm. So we like to point out the good that people are doing in the world. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson with me as always. And now we are going to hook up with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And I've told you so many times before, he's a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. I was actually just watching like one of your, I think it was like number 37 of one year, to be honest with you. I don't even know. It was off some lefty guy. I can't even remember, but I was literally just watching one of your highlights, Brett. Good morning, Brett. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. What's going on, Groundhog Week?
Yeah, really?
Groundhog month? Groundhog, I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you. They're making kind of a big deal out of Bartolo Colon. It's his 47th birthday. We're talking about a guy that won 247 games, pitched, I think his first contract was in 93, where he got $3,000. He was paid $3,000 for that contract. Did you have any wars with Bartolo Colon?
I'll tell you what, I love Bartolo Colon. You know, Bartolo was a tale of, I mean, he's a very unique guy in how his career went from start to finish. Came in the league, young player, threw really hard, and how can I put it? You know, was kind of coming on the scene with Cleveland, kind of a phenom, and, you know, was known he could get it up there in 98. And it seemed like he was a young pitcher. And it's like when he got into a bind, he got into a 2-0 count, he got into a 3-1 count. Like a lot of young pitchers, they rear back and we're going to throw it even harder. Was a big league hitter, that does nothing for us, because in those situations, we're ready for your best fastball. As he got older and started learning how to pitch, he was remarkable. He was the tale of two. It was like I was facing a different guy later in his career than sure. I was earlier. Very few power guys in the game, when that power is gone, when they lose that 98, very few can make that adjustment and continue to pitch at a high level. And Bartolo Colon, to be honest with you, he was a much better pitcher at 35 than he was at 23, 24. And late in his career, man, he was tough. Because he had that Maddox-type fastball, and he ended up being a pinpoint guy, just lived on the edges, and could basically live with a fastball. And he would, what we say, he'd subtract in adding situations. So in a 2-0 count, in a 3-1 count, when most guys are going to try to throw a bite, he'd subtract. So if he's throwing 92, 93, all of a sudden you're getting 89, getting 86, and he gets a lot of balls. He missed a lot of barrels with that, and he's a very unique situation, and I've always loved Bartolo. I really have.
Sweet. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Booney, I was going to ask you, you know, besides Bartolo, I mean, you face so many great pitchers. Who's the pitcher or, you know, the top two or three guys that you really had to go in and you really had to be disciplined, or they were just going to – you know, they were going to kind of make the fool of you if you didn't go in, you know, with a game plan.
Well, I think there's more than two or three guys we're going to talk
right,
about.
Right, right, yeah, right, right.
You know, the number one thing for a big league guy and a hitter is the last thing you want to do on earth, no matter where you are, backfield in spring training in a B game or game 7 of the World Series, we don't like to be embarrassed at the plate. A lot of guys can do that. But, you know, I had a long list of guys when you want to talk about, you know, my biggest nemesis was Al Leiter. For the longest time, you know, I just couldn't get him out of my kitchen with that cutter. He was one of the original cutter guys. But I had a long list. And for me, it's kind of my standard line when you ask, you know. Randy was a pain in the neck for me. But to summarize, it came down to Atlanta and just going to Atlanta and it just getting that Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin, right. back to back. And all three bona fide number one starters, and you get them 3 days in a row, and it seemed no matter what you did, you know, this is back in the 90s when the internet wasn't what it is now. So we'd rely on that USA Today outside our room. And I remember checking the schedules. You know, we'd be going to Atlanta in a couple weeks, and I'd be checking that USA Today and counting days to see who I was going to get in that rotation, and just praying that I got Merker one day. Even though Merker was a great pitcher, but you know, you didn't have to face the three big guys. So those are my biggest nemesis. But there's a long list, you know, and there's some guys too that I hated facing that I had success off, and there's no rhyme or reason to it.
That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, and we're talking about some of those formidable matchups that he had with pitchers and duels along those lines, especially in honor of Bartolo Colon on his 47th birthday. Is there a guy that you love going up against? I mean, I know we're talking about guys you didn't like going up against. Was there anybody that you were like, oh, yeah, this is going to be my day, man. I know I'm going to have a couple of shots today. I'm going to have a couple home runs. Is there anybody that served it up to you like it was a softball?
Well, there's a lot of guys that you saw better than others. You know, at different points of my career, usually certain teams, certain ballparks that I go into, you know, in the early 2000s, going to Oakland, even though the Coliseum, you know, wasn't the nicest place to play, I knew I was going to do something good when we went to Oakland. I always liked playing in Anaheim. But it wasn't like, oh, like I can't wait to face him. You know, certain guys, yeah, the ball looks a lot better, but it was mostly for me, it was venues and it was time frames of complete pitching staffs as a whole. You know, so it was a give or take. You know, I didn't love facing Pedro Martinez. He was nasty, but you know, I did okay off him. I came out of there. I always had a, you know, I heard when I was very young, a walk and a knock will do you a lot of good. And it was like, instead of taking that over, if you could just get one, a hit and a walk against the big time pitchers, then you feed off the 3, 4, 5 guys. So, I don't know. I had a lot of success against a lot of guys and I had a lot of tough times against a lot of guys.
So you said certain ballparks, certain venues. What were some of your favorite places to play? You did say Anaheim. So, what were some other places that you really truly enjoyed playing? Where you saw the ball well, or like you said, it just that venue. What were some of those?
Anaheim's my favorite. I loved playing in New York, and it wasn't so much Yankee Stadium. But it was just the atmosphere, the aura, just walking into Yankee Stadium and that feeling. It was always a big time game, and it could be, let me rephrase that. It always felt like a big time game. It could be a Monday night in April. But it felt like the postseason. Something about New York. I always loved going to Texas. It was just a good atmosphere. I liked it. And there were some parks too that were very friendly hitting parks that I didn't like. Camden Yards, man, it seemed like we go to Camden Yards and I knew, you know, I don't hit well. I don't see the ball here, something about it. So there's no rhyme or reason. I mean, we're all different and it's funny when you choose ballparks, it's not how nice the park was. It 9 times out of 10 with a hitter, it's going to come down to how many hits did you get there in your career? What was your career average of that game? That's usually the ballparks that hitters like.
No, I'm with you. All right, we got to take a little pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping with Brett Boone about some of his highlights of his career, maybe. We'll get into that. We'll talk to you a little bit about some of the things that you did during your time with the Mariners, where I know you're still one of the fan favorites there. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you with another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
1-1 pitch with a runner at first, one out. Hard hit. What a play. Gregorius out. Bare hand. Game over. What a play between Gregorius and Torres.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Outfield shaded the other way against Nunez. Here's the 1-0. And that's a ground ball, broken bat right at Bregman. He's up with it, takes his time, throws across in plenty of time, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros lead the American League Championship Series 1-0.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
Exactly. Wondering. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf Fun Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another one. Hanging out with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And, Brett, I'm going to bring you back to a probably, I'm going to assume this is one of the greatest days of your career. Let's go back to August 19th, 1992. And that is the year that you obviously broke into the major leagues. You were 23 years old when you broke into the big leagues, and that was back in August 19th of 1992. How great of a day was that, Brett Boone?
That was a pretty cool day, you know. It's and I really don't have many memories of it, you know. I was I was in Calgary, Canada, and like, you know, I always do that first time you get the call is kind of like almost in shock. Like, you know it's going to happen eventually, but when it finally does happen, it's kind of, you don't believe it at first. But I got told that night. I went home. I called my grandpa, who was the most excited, obviously mom and dad. And I remember I couldn't sleep, and I was in Calgary. I had an early flight to Baltimore, and I stayed up all night playing solitaire, got on the plane. First time I got to fly in first class, and, you know, I remember talking to a few people on the plane, and the guy next to me, you know, he's just a businessman, and he said, "Hey, kid, where are you headed?" I said, "I'm going to Camden Yards. I'm playing, you know, I'll be in the game tonight." He said, "Come on, really?" I said, "You want tickets?" He said, "You know, I can't make it." He goes, "But if you're going to be there, I'm going to watch it." And he said, "What are you going to do your first at bat?" I said, "I'll guarantee I'm going to hit something hard somewhere, and I don't know what's going to happen." And I remember getting to the ballpark, right at batting practice, hitting. I checked the lineup. I'm in the lineup. Next thing you know, I'm playing, and it's kind of a blur because I was kind of just working on adrenaline and really hadn't slept much. But pretty awesome. And then a couple months later, I remember sitting in my locker with a buddy going, "Wow, the big leagues is really hard, man." He goes, "Yes, it is." And, it was my first learning experience, my first real taste of what it's like to be humbled in the game, you know, because I got through the minor leagues relatively quickly and had success at each level. And I got to the big leagues and just thought, you know, I'm going to tear this place up. And, like I said, there was some humble pie waiting for me, and it was a big league, and it was an adjustment, and making adjustments has started its career for me, but pretty awesome times.
Yeah, and this is another awesome moment. It has to be another awesome moment in your career, and I hope I'm giving Mike Wilson a little bit of an education here. Back in 1998, the Reds did something that is so cool for you and your brother, and then a couple of other sets of brothers, putting you guys in the history books, where you put the infield together that was composed of two different sets of brothers. Obviously, it's Stephen Larkin and Barry Larkin, and then you and your brother Aaron Boone. I mean, that's pretty special, man. How cool is that kind of stuff?
It was cool. You know, it was, for us, for me and Barry, it was a long season. And, but then you had that little moment. And, things like that I don't forget. I wish I would have enjoyed it a little bit more because that whole year I got to play with my brother, you know, and looking back, that's quite a special thing. When you're in it, it sounds like it's a really cool thing, and it is. But I think when we're going through it, we don't really stop to enjoy and really realize what's going on. It's like, how many guys get to play in a big league infield with their brother? And I got to do that the entire 98 season. And looking back on it, not that I have regrets in the game, but sometimes when you're reminiscing, you wish, I wish I would have stopped and enjoyed this moment a little bit more. But Aaron went on and had a great career, and now he's doing really well. But it's little things like that. In 94, my dad was the bench coach for the Reds. And at the time, I thought, I got dad to be looking over my shoulder, breathing down my neck. This is the big leagues. I don't need to be parented here. It turned out to be quite the opposite. Dad went in with a very professional, and it really wasn't a father-son. It was a coach-player. And then, I kind of had the best of two worlds. It was off the field. It was father, son. So we got to spend that time. So, I cherish those moments. My childhood, my career, just full of, blessings. I had a pretty fun ride.
Talk a little bit about, I'm getting a little nostalgic on you here now. Talk a little
bit
about.
You guys must be really lacking content today.
No, man, you know what? Sometimes people's stories are pretty unbelievable, and I've never really done this with you before, where I've kind of broken things down like this. But talk a little bit about Ray Boone and talk a little bit about him talking about you saying that when you came out of the womb, you were already a hitter. I mean, that to me, that speaks volumes about you. And as a young kid, when you were 2 years old, you already kind of knew that you had this ability, but obviously it took another 20 some odd years for it to actually come into fruition. But that's pretty unbelievable, man.
Well, I had a pretty awesome relationship with my grandpa. You know, I was very close with him. You know, I'm very close with my dad. But Gramps, you know, you hear about people all the time, and they had a real close relationship with their grandfathers. Not everybody got to have that relationship. I did. He was probably my earliest influence throughout my career. And Gramps, I see a lot in my dad now. You know, I tease my dad once in a while, and I'll say, "You're turning into Gramps." The way he is with my kids and my son, who's you know, getting ready to sign a professional contract. So, you know, Gramps would never give you credit to your face. I mean, he would downplay everything, but you knew behind the scenes how he really felt, you know. And I see it with my dad the same way. He's very reluctant to praise you face to face, but I'll tell you. You know, I tell a story all the time about my grandmother, Patsy, who was, you know, kind of the patriarch or the matriarch of the family. You know, they were old school, and Gramps, I'll tell you, I never saw him give her a compliment. He was one of those, you know, he'd hold his coffee cup out and Graham would fill it, and he would never give her a compliment. But I'll tell you, the moment she would walk out of the room, he'd point to her and say, "Kid, they don't make them like her anymore. That's the greatest woman in the world." And that's how Grandpa was. And I think he was the proudest man of his family I could possibly imagine. But that was the relationship. It was never face to face. But you knew when you left the scene, the praises he had for you and how proud he was of you. So I have nothing but tremendous memories of Grandpa and the stories. And you know, I'd tell them, "Gramps, I heard that Ted Williams story like for the 20th time." And then when they're gone, you learn to appreciate how cool those stories were.
Mike, go ahead. Jump in.
No, real quick, Brett. I mean, you know, you talk about all these players that you face and, you know, that you were in awe and humble pie and all that. But, I mean, you got to live through that Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run chase in 98. You know, what are your feelings on all that, seeing that there's a docuseries coming out about it?
That was pretty unbelievable to watch, you know. And I'm from the party that says it was unbelievable for the game and what we got to watch as to watch our peers, which were Sammy and Mark that year. It was unbelievable. The first thing, you know, most everybody did, whatever was going on with your team and your situation and your pennant race, it was all about, hey, did Sammy hit one tonight or did Mark hit one tonight? I've never seen anything like it. You know, I got to be a part of it a little bit one day at Wrigley Field. I hit 3 home runs in a game. And because I did that, I got to be in the Sammy Sosa press conference, which was a daily thing. So I remember raining on his parade. And I said, "Sammy, I know this is your streak and everything, but you're going to have to step aside today." So that was my cool story about that run. But to watch those two down to the wire, at the time when the baseball really needed an injection, and well, pardon the pun, but really needed a positive story in the game, I thought it was pretty awesome to watch, you know, seeing it in real time.
Absolutely. Hey, Brett, we got to run. Great stuff as always. And every now and then it's great to feature you and talk a little bit about you, my friend, because your career was pretty awesome as well, my friend. So have a great day, okay?
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Brett Boone hanging out with us. We'll be right back. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
The The CBS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six CBS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch CBS Sports Network, CBS Classic Sports Network, CBS Turbo Sports Network, CBS Women's Sports Network, CBS Tavern Sports Network, and CBS Boxing Network. That's CBS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Just got done hanging out with our good friend Brett Boone. And one more thing I wanted to plug in here about the Boone brothers, Mike. I don't know if you knew this as well, but one of only six brother duos to hit at least 100 home runs each. Brett 252, Aaron 126. On that list as well, the DiMaggio brothers, the Upton brothers, the Boyer brothers, Alomar brothers, and Musial brothers. So that's a pretty impressive list, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. It's an impressive list. Anytime you can keep it in the family and both of them get to the pros, that's always a fun thing to follow and see how each brother or, in terms of like the Griffies, I mean, it was father and son back in the day, but it's always something fun to follow.
Yeah, no, I mean, just and it's always kind of cool. Like we always talk about like what's happening today, right? Instead of kind of going back and kind of reminiscing and reliving those things. And we're being forced to do that, obviously, with some of the things that we're watching as far as sports-wise right now. But always kind of cool to go back into some of the people's careers that we have on the program. Let's jump out to the phones. I think we have a caller real quickly. I believe we've got Richard. So, Richard, you got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind? Let's hear it.
Well, what's on mind is I want to talk about the NAPCO race tonight. But one thing that just interests me, how'd you make the decision to have Brett Boone on every week. Why don't you have somebody different? Not that I have a problem with it. If you want to have him on, that's fine with me. But I'm just thinking, why wouldn't you have different people on every week?
You know, that's a great question, Richard. We'll answer all those for you. First and foremost, the reason we have Brett on is because he likes coming on with us. He's a good friend of ours. And quite frankly, he's all over MLB Network these days as well. So we're not the only people that want to have Brett Boone on. And you can't take the fact away that he played the game at the extreme highest level. This guy knows the ins and outs of the game. And when we can get a guy like that to join us on a regular basis, Mike Wilson, I'm all for it. I don't know about you, but that's kind of my feeling on why we have Brett Boone on pretty much each and every week. And we do that with him on our local show as well. Sometimes when you find a guy who you have good rapport with, I don't know if there's a reason why you switch it. It's like asking me, why don't I switch co-hosts every week? Why do I have Mike Wilson on every week? Why are you on with me every week, Mike?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you must like me or something. I don't know. But no, Brett Boone is a great, great person to have. I mean, his wealth of knowledge is, you know, beyond mine, beyond Andy's, you know. So, I mean, Brett is just one of those guys that we just click really well with, and he provides great, great insight to the game of baseball.
Yeah, and again, his career was pretty awesome too. So it's kind of cool when you have somebody like that to talk to, who had a really solid career, is very well respected, very well liked by his peers, and again, MLB Network likes him. So there's something to what he brings to the table. In answer to your other question about NASCAR in general with the races, Mike, I don't know how you feel, but I actually do think that this is one of those sports that kind of works right now, because quite frankly, it's a spectator sport, right? And you do this while you're sitting at home. You can be working on the yard, right? You can be doing some things like working in the garden or cutting the grass. You take a 30, 45 minute break from what's going on the TV from the NASCAR, and then you come back and you can pick it right back up. I think that's sort of the difference, at least to me, about watching a NASCAR or a car race versus watching, you know, let's say a basketball game from start to finish. And I know that a lot of people say, oh, it's the last 5 minutes of an NBA game is all you need to watch, and there's some validity to that, but I do think that car racing is something you can kind of pick up, put it away, pick it back up, and that sort of thing. So at least that's my opinion.
Go ahead, Mike. I absolutely agree. You know, it's something you can kind of check in on. It's kind of baseball's that way for me. I mean, I totally, you know, you can start watching the game first couple innings. You can go do something. You can come back to it in the, you know, fifth or sixth inning and pick it up that way. And golf.
I may have lost Mike there for some reason. But anyway, look, at the end of the day, you just have to just keep working, keep moving, keep playing the games that you play, and hopefully they all come back at some point, to be honest with you. But again, I do think that NASCAR is definitely one of those sports that it works in this type of a situation. But hey, more power to you. And if NASCAR or car racing is your thing, get after it. You might as well. Mike, are you back with me?
Yeah, I'm back. A little computer glitch there, so I do apologize. But
no worries, man. Go ahead, finish your.
The end of my thought was, you know, sports like NASCAR, baseball, golf. You know, you can pick it up and leave it, go back to it. You know, it just makes for a better viewing experience, I think, where you don't have to tune in every single second of the day, because we all got busy lives, we all got things we got to get done, and some sports lend themselves to you know, going someplace and coming back to it. So it's all good to me.
What do you think about the casinos in Las Vegas opening back up? What are your thoughts in general? Go ahead.
No, I mean, my thoughts is, I mean, casinos, that's going to be, it's a tough sell just like sports right now for me, because there's going to be, you want social distancing at Mandalay Bay or New York or the Wynn. I'll take that bet, you know, in terms of, you know, those things opening up. But I don't see that happening for a little while longer.
All right, NBA coming back as early as early July is what I'm hearing. They've got a few different sites like the Disney Complex in mind. Your thoughts on the NBA and how they return?
I don't know about you, Andy, but the NBA seems like it's trying to force it. I mean, I realize it's about money. They're losing money. The billionaire boys club is losing just a ton of cash right now. But
it feels
forced.
Let me jump in real quick, because I don't know if you're aware of the way that the TV contracts work or not, but they have to get to that magic number of 30 games in their markets. And I believe it's somewhere around 5 games left for most of the teams to have to honor those contracts. And with that being said, I guess the question is if you're the Phoenix Suns, or, you know, a team that is completely out of it, I'm bringing the Phoenix Suns up because obviously we live in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, Scottsdale for me, and you're somewhere else in Arizona. But anyways, the point is that if you have your really good players, do you want to put them in a position where they could get injured, they could get COVID-19, blah, 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 this, that, and the other? Or do you just say, you know what, we're going to play our bench guys, and, you know, we're going to tank these games, basically, in a nutshell. So, but the reason behind it is that if the teams have those 30 games, they honor those local TV contracts, Mike. Well, and again, it's one of those things where I think that the NBA is definitely thinking about the money more than. Mike, so again, the 30 games is the mark that they have to hit in order to honor those TV contracts. So I hope I cleared that up for you. And that's why that there is urgency to finish the season and then also to obviously play the playoffs.
No, I didn't. Yeah, thanks for informing me about that. I didn't know about the 30 game deal in the contracts to get that money and make it valid. So I'm one of those people, and I don't know if I'm in the minority on this, but just shut it down, pick it back up, you know, in October, November, or what some people said, even start the season in, you know, at Christmas and go from there. But I just think, you know, the money is obviously going to play a part, but it just feels forced. It just feels, and I don't know how many people really, really want the NBA back. I mean, you got to be a pretty hardcore fan to really want it back. But I just say shut it down and pick it up next year.
I don't know if you saw this, but Jerry Sloan passed away at 78. Yeah. I remember watching this guy be a hell of a coach with Stockton and Malone, and those Utah Jazz teams. They always brought the fire. They brought the game. That you could never question this guy's character and his integrity to the game. And obviously, thoughts and prayers to his family and everybody that he touched along the way. This is a big loss for the NBA and the entire family, to be honest with you, Mike.
No, it is. And, you know, growing up in the great state of Oregon and the Blazers were the only pro team, there were so many battles with the Utah Jazz during the regular season, during the playoffs. The Jazz were just one of those teams you didn't want to face because you knew what you were going to get. It was like watching a hurricane just come right at you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Stockton, Malone, and then Jerry Sloan pulling the trigger from the bench. And he was a no-nonsense guy. His players loved him. They played for him. He was a competitor to the nth degree in terms of, you know, getting his team to win, getting his team prepared. So, yeah, this was a and is a big loss for the NBA.
Yeah, Parkinson's disease and a form of
dementia.
Body yeah. dementia. Yeah, just a very, very sad, sad day for the NBA, the Utah Jazz, the entire family, man. This is, again, I used to love watching the way that this guy coached, the passion that he brought to the game. Just a true ambassador to the NBA and somebody that will 100% be missed. Patrick Ewing, I don't know if you saw this, but he tested positive yep. for COVID-19, and I believe he's in the hospital, as far as I knew. But I think it's extremely important to realize that this is affecting everybody. It doesn't matter if you're healthy, sick, well, not well. This virus doesn't care who you are, what you are, who you've been, what you've done. Be careful, I guess, is what I'm saying. And obviously, we hope Patrick Ewing has a safe, healthy recovery, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you just got to send your best thoughts and wishes to the Hall of Fame Center from Georgetown. And, you know, I think it's great that he went back to Georgetown, got the head coaching job. But, you know, at this point, I mean, that's kind of, you know, an afterthought. You just want to see Ewing get, you know, healthier and be back on that bench coaching as Hoyas, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously I hear that music. It means we've got to take one more time out, and then we'll come back like we always do, give our parting shots, and hopefully leave you with something where we want to make you come back next week. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Just want to remind you, always live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, your listening enjoyment, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock wherever you may be in the world so you can check us out and hang out with us each and every Sunday morning. As well as you can always check out the local show in Phoenix, Arizona, 88.7 The Pulse. We do that one Monday mornings, 9 to 11 a.m. That as well. Actually, that's Arizona Standard Time, so not necessarily Pacific all the time, but some of the time it is Pacific time. And speaking of that, it's parting shot time. So, Mike Wilson, you are up, my friend.
Just goes out to Ryan Leaf. He was arrested yesterday on a battery charge. He's been battling many things, and let's just hope he can get over this and move on, because positive things were happening for him. And you just hate to see things like this happen to a guy that's trying to make better.
You know, sometimes you have progress, and then sometimes, you know, you have those couple steps that you take backwards. And I think that that's all part of the process, two people recovering, and obviously you just got to go make better choices. Look, my parting shot for the day is going to just be look, I don't have one necessarily about sports, but I do have one just about life in general, and that is be kind to people around you. Be aware of your situations. Look, if you have to wear a mask somewhere, it may not necessarily be about you. It's about protecting the person that's out there in front of you, or maybe it is to protect yourself, to be quite honest with you. We don't have enough information to know what in the heck to do, how to do it, why to do it, when to do it. So at the end of the day, do what you think you've got to do, but always be kind and be thinking about other people when you do stuff. For Scott, for Mike, for Brett Boone, for John Poulter, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.